Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Mental Toolbox. Today we're diving into something super important, self-kindness. Not just the feel-good kind, but a powerhouse strategy for navigating those tricky executive dysfunction days. You know those days, right? Where motivation feels like a myth, your brain is running on fumes, and even simple tasks seem impossible. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Beating yourself up about it only makes things worse. It's like trying to push a boulder uphill with sandpaper gloves. Frustrating, right? But what if I told you that self-kindness could be your secret weapon? That by treating yourself with understanding and compassion, you can actually unlock more power and effectiveness? Trust me, this is not about being soft or letting things slide. This is about leveling up your mindset and creating a supportive inner environment that fuels progress, not frustration. So, what are some key takeaways to make self-kindness work for you? First up, ditch the all-or-nothing thinking. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up and doing your best on any given day. Some days will be amazing, others, well, let's just say they'll be a bit more interesting. That's okay. Second, remember to celebrate the small wins. Did you manage to get out of bed? Awesome. Did you brush your teeth? You're killing it. Acknowledge those accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. They add up over time, trust me. Third, practice mindful self-talk. Catch yourself when you start slipping into negative self-criticism and gently redirect those thoughts. Instead of, I can't believe I messed that up, try, okay, that didn't go as planned, but what can I learn from this? See the difference? We're turning mistakes into learning opportunities, which is way more empowering. Fourth, be patient with yourself. Executive dysfunction isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. Some days will feel like you're sprinting uphill in quicksand, and that's okay. Take breaks, rest when you need to, and remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. And finally, surround yourself with support. Connect with friends, family, or online communities who understand what you're going through. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly helpful, and knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference. Ever felt like you were constantly failing because you couldn't get things done? You know that feeling when you set an intention to accomplish something, but by lunchtime, you've already forgotten about it. That's executive dysfunction in action. It can feel incredibly frustrating, like your brain is playing tricks on you, but remember, this isn't a character flaw. It's a neurodiversity. Imagine this. You wake up late because the alarm didn't ring, because, well, maybe you hit snooze too many times. Then, you spend the next hour trying to get ready, feeling overwhelmed by the sheer number of tasks on your list. You finally manage to make it out the door, but then you forget your lunch. Sound familiar? Here's where self-kindness steps in. Instead of berating yourself for being incompetent, which isn't true, acknowledge that executive dysfunction is making things extra challenging. Then, take a deep breath and remind yourself, "It's okay, I'm doing the best I can with what I have." This doesn't mean throwing in the towel or accepting mediocrity. It means shifting your mindset from self-criticism to self-compassion. By treating yourself with kindness, you create space for resilience and growth. So, remember, we're not here to be perfect. We're here to learn, grow, and support each other. The power of self-kindness isn't about getting everything right. It's about showing up for yourself, even when things get tough. It's about celebrating your wins, learning from your setbacks, and embracing the journey. This is about creating a mindset that supports your well-being and empowers you to overcome those executive dysfunction challenges head-on. Ready to level up your self-kindness game? Take a moment right now to reflect on one area where you could show yourself more compassion today. It could be anything from giving yourself permission to take a break, acknowledging your accomplishments, or simply reframing negative thoughts with kindness. And remember, sharing is caring. If this resonated with you, please share the episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the power of self-kindness together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.